Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. People have been having babies since Adam was a cowboy, but increasingly these days we're having more than just one of them at a time. 900 sets of twins or triplets were born in New Zealand last year, and it kind of makes me a little bit tired just to think about it. So as we head into Multiple Birth Week, we thought we should talk to Sarah Hotter from the New Zealand Multiple Birth Association to find out what's going on, and we're going to chat with her daughter Zoe as well. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
So what is the story? Why are we having many more twins and triplets than we have before?
Well, it is the increased IVF rates, but as well, people are having babies later. So I think your rate of your risk of twinning increases after 38. What, so if you have the later you are, the more likely you are.
Yeah.
You say risk like it's a bad thing.
I know, just like Multiple Birth Awareness Week.
Yeah.
It sort of has like bad implications, doesn't it? I mean, call it a risk of twins.
Are there dangers? I mean, are twins and triplets born, you know?
Massively.
Yeah, because they're traditionally born underweight, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. If you go into any special care unit, it'll be full of twins and higher order, multiple births. So, there's identical twins and triplets in particular are significantly more risky because of the pressure on the placenta to provide for two babies and that kind of thing. It's all massively interesting, the whole twinning concept, and there's like four or five different types of twins that they understand now, and they're sort of learning about more.
Is it boy, girl, girl, boy, girl, girl, boy, boy?
Yeah, they've identified that they can have, you can have like half identical twins.
Right.
Which is really weird. So what happens is a woman's egg splits, and then it's fertilised, so you've got, do you see?
How do you tell, what do they look like?
Well, I don't know. They don't know.
Only the one of them's identical.
That's, identical to yourself. I guess it means that they're almost identical, but not quite. Because fraternal twins can be completely different looking.
Yeah, totally.
But the cool thing is that along with this increase in twins and triplets, there's an increase in understanding. Because 30 years ago, you could find out that you were having twins while you were giving birth. Yeah. And that doesn't happen now.
No. I mean, I knew at 10 weeks. Yeah. So it gives you quite a long time to get used to the idea, which is good because it's a bit of a shock.
What did you think when you found out? Because was this your first two children?
Yeah, my first children. We had a hilarious time, actually, when I found out I was pregnant. Like, my hairdresser was like, oh, it's twins. And then a lady at work was like, it's twins. And then my sister always spoke about me being pregnant as if there was two. And so then I found out there were two, and I just thought it was the funniest thing in the world. And then I went, oh, bollocks, I'm going to be really busy. It was kind of our reaction. Like,
because if it is the first two, then you've got no concept of how to look after one, let alone two.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's a blessing or a curse.
Also, it does mean for some people, if you only want the two kids, well, you've got it out of the way.
Because some people like that. I mean, I had a friend who wanted to have twins, didn't manage it, because they thought they'd get the kids done immediately, you know, all done in a job lot.
Yeah, don't worry about the sleepless nights.
Because it must be, like, you know, breastfeeding two, is that possible?
Or, yeah, I breastfeed my girls for 18 months.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a good effort.
It's a long time. And this one would probably still like to be going, but I'm like, no way, Jose.
Is the world kitted out for people to have twins? I mean, obviously you can buy buggies that are side by side. Does everything else come in twos like that, or is it very difficult still?
Oh, it's really annoying, actually. Like, when they're little babies, one, because you're a total freak show, so everyone stops you, which is nice to talk about your twins, but after the fourth time and, like, trying to go to the supermarket and, oh, twins, you know, you feel like
everybody
punching
stops
someone.
At me.
Yeah, and as well, you can't go into normal shops. So he likes singing.
That's a lovely song.
Is there much of a temptation? I know that, you know, traditionally in the old days, they used to be dressed the same. And they used to have, my mother and my uncle, in fact, have the same name, Chris, Christopher and Christine, because my auntie, their older sister, was allowed to name them. You should never let a four-year-old name children, I don't think. Not that Christine and Christopher aren't great names, but, you know, was there a temptation to dress them the same and that sort of thing?
Nah, not for me.
Were yours identical?
Yeah, I've got identical twins. Yeah. And I don't know if I should say this, but like I couldn't tell them apart for the first few months.
Oh, I think it's lovely that you said that out loud because everybody else has trouble.
There are people breathing a sigh of relief.
It's really,
going,
really hard when you've got like bright red hair, dark brown eyes, and like everything else is like just chubby and round. And I, somebody said when they were about 6 months, oh, you should have painted their toenails. I was like, it would have been a good idea if only somebody had told me 6 months
or
ago.
Or a bracelet. So, or well, is there not a special birthmark? Well,
vivid marker is not. I can see that Zoe has decorated her own hand with a ballpoint pen. I'm sure that a big vivid Z wouldn't have gone astray for the first few months.
I did think about tattooing, but I don't know. Their grandparents would like Sarah think that's a bad idea.
Do they become, as they get older, do they become more obvious to tell apart for you?
Yeah, oh, like, I don't think they're alike anymore.
Right.
And it's really nice when people say, oh, my God, they look so alike, because I think, really? I don't even think they look identical anymore, I think.
Do you feel a little bit ripped off?
Yeah, kind of. Like, I've got identical twins, and I don't even feel like they look alike. But I think a lot of mums of identical twins, like, when you see your children, all you see is the differences, you know?
Well, and it's so, like when you look at your children and you can't see that they look like you, everybody else can. So maybe it's that same kind of thing going on. You're seeing the detail. Yeah.
Have you noticed anything spooky about them? You know how people often say that twins, not just identical twins, have this kind of weird bond and link and almost the psychic
language
thing going on? You know, have you noticed that between them? You know, that
one
falls over and the other one cries 100 metres away?
No, they do. They do really love each other, mostly. but this morning, Zoe woke up an hour after Olivia and she started crying, like, where's Olivia? Where's Olivia? You know, she just gets really upset if she's not close to her. And
I want to draw one.
And you were sad that Olivia fell asleep in the car, weren't you, darling?
Sarah, is it the plan to have them in the same class at school? Is that the way of thinking now?
Well, they're only 2.5, but, yeah, you do think about that. And I think probably it would be better for them because it's not natural to split them up, is it?
Mm.
And I think it would be one of those things when you get introduced to a new environment, you don't want to have things change hugely.
Yeah.
Can I just suggest that you watch New Zealand's Next Top Model? There's a pair of redhead identical twins on that. They're a little bit strange. It's got to be said.
Kind
a little bit,
odd.
Little bit Disney. So just maybe a few less. I think at some point they need to be split. At some point.
Yeah.
Maybe when they're 20. You know.
Yeah.
That's parenting advice from Damien, who doesn't have
based
kids,
on what I've seen on New Zealand's Next Top Model, that's about as good as it gets.
I have seen those, and I thought, oh, man, I thought I had the only redheaded twins, you know?
They're just a bit weird, I've got to say. I mean, they're lovely girls, but, you know, a wee bit strange. Is it true that twins do run in the family and they skip a generation, all these other myths that we hear?
I don't know. Fraternal twins, definitely. Identical twins, they, what I've read, they have not found a genetic link, but my grandfather was an identical twin, apparently. But that's the only ones I know.
That's still pretty rare, though, isn't it? I mean, one in how many thousand births would be identical twins?
Oh, it's not that low. I think it's 1 in 100 for an identical twin or something like that. It's quite a high rate.
That's a lot. That's a lot more than I would have thought. I thought it would be 1 in 1,000,000 or something.
Yeah.
No. And do you go to conferences? Do you go to picnics? Do you go to those sorts of things?
Well, I'm a member of the North Shore Multiple Birth Club, and so we do a playgroup every fortnight.
I was going to say I fear the cafe that ends up with 15 sets of quins and septuplets and octuplets.
Well, we've only got a few separate set of triplet mums, but just quietly, like twins. Twins are busy, and triplet mums, man, I just think they're like masters.
I would love to see
that. Phenomenal.
I would love to see that cafe. Can I have 144 fluffies, please?
Actually hilarious. It's total mayhem because there's 50 kids and like 25 mums going, whatever. You know?
Fantastic.
Go for it.
Thank you very much for joining us. What's happening for Multiple Birth Week next week?
We are doing a walk next Sunday around the waterfront.
Yeah.
And hopefully get some media coverage there and barbecue and stuff like that.
Brilliant.
So come down and have a look at the freak show and stuff.
Thank you so much for joining us.
That was Sarah Hotter from New Zealand's Multiple Birth Association. Coming up after the break, we'll have a chat with those lovely boys from SheHard.